a biblical concept that's closely related to the confession of sin and makes it easier for us to confess our sin is the concept known as the fear of the Lord. That great wisdom book, Proverbs, starts in verse 7 already with this observation. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The fear of God promotes confession because it puts in perspective who God is and who we really are. The fear of God causes us to stand in awe of God. This is the very God of creation. As Psalm 19 says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth His handiwork. Every single one of the billions of suns and stars hangs in its place in space in obedience to God. Every single planet, every single moon rotates on its axis and revolves in its orbit in obedience to God. This is the same God who is the author of every storm, who has the power over everything on earth. This is an immensely powerful man. This is not someone we ought to ignore. God is God who is the creator of all things. In addition, we need to be concerned about God's judgment, because remember, God is absolutely holy, righteous, and just, and we are none of those things. Every sin, every violation of God's law is a violation of the moral order created by God and requires a just punishment from a holy and righteous God. We're not dealing with some local magistrate here who doesn't know exactly what's going on and can be fooled. We're dealing with an omniscient, absolutely righteous God. And so when we remember those things, it's a lot easier to get a perspective of how humble we ought to be before Him. And that is the posture with which we ought to approach God in our confession of sin. Now in Proverbs, in this first chapter, when it's talking about the fear of God and the importance of it, it talks about two groups of people who are indifferent to that fear of God. One is the simple, those people who go through life without ever giving a second thought to God, who are happy with their foolishness. And the second are the scoffers, those people who know that God or know of God, have the evidence of God, but they say religion is for weak-minded people, not for people who are acting under the inspiration of their own reason. And so when Proverbs talks about those folks in chapter 1, it speaks in this way. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn at my rebuke. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. Because I have called and you have refused, I have stretched out my hand and no one regarded. Because you disdain my counsel, but would have none of my rebuke, I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your terror comes. When your terror comes like a storm and your destruction comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call on me and I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel and despised my every rebuke. Let us not be like fools and scorners, brothers and sisters. Let us confess now our transgressions to God in all humility, remembering the fear of the Lord. Almighty God, please accept our confessions of sin. May we fear you, standing in awe of your powers and in dread of your terrible judgment. Help us to repent of our sin in all humility, and realize our utter dependence on the redemption that is in Jesus Christ. In His name we pray. Amen. For our confession of faith this morning will be in recognition of the fear of God, confessing some of the attributes of God, and immortal, invisible.